seed, I'll furnish the fertilizer, I'll furnish the nitrate to top dress them, I'll furnish the pickers and the trucks to haul them to camp. Every pound I pick, I'll give you $34 a ton for. If the flood comes, if the drought comes, if the beetle comes, damn what happens, I ain't. That's it, I've been out to using my land and my tools and time. If we pick one ton, I get $34. If we pick all out, I get paid. You see, I've been out much. Now this year, my bud sold $2,000 worth of beans down the last week at $34 a ton. Now, the flood came and it got a lot of the beans in the bottom. Then they had a little too much rain and a lot of the bottom beans were pops. You know, they were great big puffy things, nothing in them. They grew too fast. His beans were up on the prairie land where there was no flood. The fertility and the rain matched, and they were excellent quality. Over the thousands of tons they brought in here, they were some of the best quality, but he'd bid $34 a ton like everybody else. His beans went into fancies and packed for Van Camp or Stokely or somebody like that. You know, they packed, they're like the oil companies, they pack everything, no labels on them, and whoever buys them labels. Yeah, you tell your wife that during the chore she buys that brand she wants at all companies, take it from account.
She likes Hales, it's a little cheaper and just as good. Well, Muskogee.
Hale doesn't even outplant Muskogee anymore. We probably still has a label out of Muskogee.
Could well be.
Had he not had those beans contracted, he could have got $100 a ton for them. But then we run into another problem. They brought four pickers out to his place, and each picker will probably cost $7,500. They bought three long trailer trucks out there with boxes, great big wooden boxes. They brought a forklift out there, big tractor with a hydraulic lift. So they slide under here and they pick those boxes up and they set one on the back of this picker and it goes down through there and directly it comes back by and they pick up 1,000 pounds of beans, set it up on the counter, and the truck comes down, there's another high lift up here, picks them up, walks up to the counter, and it's got a machine that turns the whole box over, and in through the chutes they go. Now, had he sold those beans, he'd had to got out and hunt up all the neighbors and all their kids, and got them in there to pick those beans, and then he'd had to haul them to the cannery, and if the cannery was needing beans like they were this year, he got $100 a ton. But everybody had a good crop this year, and so what? Well, we don't need them pay them, so something wrong with them. So by tomorrow, they're done soured on them, you see, and you dump them at the city dump, get rid of them. So there's the little boys out on his 10 acre because he can't handle it. He doesn't have that much equipment. So you contract them. A little man can afford to contract them. If he's got 40 acres or 100 acres, he can contract. Now one of those pickers, you can't own it because you can't afford to own it. You know what those pickers do? You've heard of the combine starting and going to Canada and jumping them and starting another year? All right, those pickers now, they'll say they bring them into this town and they recondition them to get them ready and they started out of here. They loaded them. They used my docks this past weekend to load all those pickers. They unload those pickers up in northwest Arkansas and they run them up there a few days and then they go in up the Missouri River, on into Wisconsin and on north. And now then this fall, you see, we're planting again and they bring those pickers back through for fall crop, you see. Those pickers are moved from one end of the continent to the other. Just like the combine.